But anyway, we used to come back, but we always used to get our little bit of, I'd send one of the kids down for 10 cents worth of stewing meat or something. And then they would, we had a dog, and it didn't used to cost us anything to keep the dog, because this here butcher, you know, he was very, very good. And they used to ask, I say, well, ask for a dog bone, you see. So he would say, oh, help yourself. Well, he had a great big tub, you see, and he used to throw all the bones in there. And he didn't used to get anything for them. They'd come and pick them up, but they wouldn't give him any money for it. So anyway, I thought, well, you might as well take a shopping bag down. So she used to take a shopping bag down and get these bunch of bones, you see, and then I put them on the stove, and I keep some for the dog, naturally, but I put a whole lot on the stove, and I'd boil them and get all of the goodness out of them, you know. And it used to be so good, you could stick a knife in, you know, it stand up straight. You know,
solid jelly.
Jelly, yes, yeah. The next day. And then I'd make, and then, as I say, we put in a bit of a garden, you see, so then I'd put in some carrots and onions and stuff, and with this here base of these good bones, you see, I'd go down. Oh boy, you should have seen the kids. They always said they were the healthiest kids in the school. They looked so good and healthy and strong. And they actually, you know, never did have much of sickness. But you could always make do on things like that and doing things like that, you see. And then with the flour sacks, they were a gold mine, you see. You could do so many things with them. And
what sort of thing?
Oh, all kinds of things, you know. You'd make, well, one thing, I used to make these little pants for the girls, you know, to put on underneath, and little panties. And but I used to boil them on top of the stove for a while to get the color out of the, you know, like five roses and stuff. Although sometimes the bags were very heavily printed, and you couldn't get the dye out, you see. So this particular day, I've given up trying to get it out, and I thought, well, I'll make the pants anyway. So I made them up and put a bit of elastic through, you know. And Kath, that's the eldest girl, she was more like, sort of in that time, like a tomboy, because she used to go with the twins, boys, you see, and they were always together like the Three Musketeers, you see. And so she used to like standing on her hands, you see. So at school that day, she's jigging on her hands with her feet up at the school wall there. And so one kid spied her pants, and it said five roses. So she shouts out, come and see the five roses. And is Kath still up the wall, not thinking about her pants? She was thinking they were talking about roses. And they come and they all went around laughing. But she never did that again.
In those days.
Really?
Compared to today, for instance.
Would people steal things?
Very rarely. When I mentioned that other one that was still, that was in the bush on the island, you see, that was, it was not a natural thing, but it was so obvious that people would stay up in the night, during the night, and take these things away. You could dismantle the whole house in no time, you see. But over here, the crime was not any problem at all. I never found any.
I wonder why.
Generally speaking.
Yeah.
Of course there was crime, naturally. Always crying.
Yeah. But you didn't get bank hold ups?
No, we never lost things outside the house.
Like they do today.
Little things, you know, that today would disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody robbed your garden. Mm-hmm. They do today.
Yeah. Did many people come around asking for food or jobs or help?
No.
No, they didn't. Maybe they could see, probably. That wasn't the place to come to. They no doubt did. There's no doubt about that. These fellows that would be going through would... when we were in Regina, we got one chap before we moved, because we were near the railway.
Oh, that wasn't Depression Day. No.
Well, it was on the verge of it, and he came up.
It was starting then,
gave him
enough
dinner.
Yeah. We lived near the CPR tracks, you know, just a few lots from it. And they used to drop off the freight trains and then walk into the city, you see. Mm-hmm. Trains would slow down there, you see, when we used to reach the limits. They come to our place and ask for a sandwich, you see. Or if they were leaving there, and we'd give them a sandwich, you know, to go on their way. And if they could wait, we'd give them a cup of cocoa or something, you see. or tea.
Yeah.
Now and again, it happened several times. But
yeah, I imagine if you'd stayed there, it would have
been worse. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. There were a lot of other jobs that you did in the 30s, weren't there?
It's hard to remember them all. You know, I did so many things. That's all your mind was geared to, was thinking of what to do next and how to do it, who to see, you see.
Right.
I made thousands of interviews all over the country, all over the city, in Burnaby and Vancouver. You know, and one thing led to another. And I'd make a buck here and a buck there, you know. Some guy gave me a dollar for writing a letter for him. Something to do with his house and so on. Little things, you know, that you forget.
Yeah.
See?
Where would you go for jobs? Everywhere?
That's a difficult thing to
do. You tried to sell...
There's no jobs anywhere.
You tried to sell full of brushes once, didn't you?
Well, I tried to sell tombstones full of brushes.
Tombstones?
Tombstones.
Did you sell any tombstones?
Placed down on Kingsway near Main Street there. Beastie Monumental. And he told me how to do it, you see. He said, well, he said, you get your newspaper, he said, and you look for the obituary column, he said. And you go from there, you see. Well, it was a ghastly thing to do, you know.
Especially for you.
Now, mind you, I'll do certain things if I have to, like shooting deer and that stuff. But when it comes to going to a house and trying to tell us to this tombstone for a guy that just died 3 days ago, that's kind of,
you know. You couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And I've tried to find leads where I could reasonably go and make a contact, you see. Didn't sell one, no.
You either went too late or something, or...
You said you tried selling office equipment as well.
Yes, I made 3 or 4 contacts. I didn't sell them, but I made the contacts, and I got a few bucks out of that, you see. I didn't make the final deal, but it was hard to sell.
Yes.
You had to be a natural in that business, and some people are natural, you know.
Yes.
Like the guy that took me around for a foot of brush, he was a natural. He could sew sand to an Arab. It's a fact. Once you got his foot in that door, boy, he saw something. He said, be careful, he said, before you put your foot in the door, make sure you don't get clobbered. He'd been clobbered, you know. You when that foot goes in, they get suspicious. So you soften them up first, you see. And he showed me how to soften them up. Well, I couldn't do that. I can sell you a bit of goods in an honest way. But I'm not going to kid you, that's all.
No. You also worked helping someone collecting their store debts?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, I did that. I got me a buck or two out of that, but that was hard. It wasn't worth it. You walk miles for a buck and make 2 collections at 50 cents each. Ridiculous. They had nothing. You didn't, and if you went to a place that where people had a job, they were right hostile. They wouldn't even talk to you. They'd slam the door in your face.
These were people who owed money at a store but hadn't paid?
They had jobs. The people that would talk to you, they'd had nothing. They'd come in, have a cup of tea. We've nothing, so share our tea with us. But we can't give you your money. Inside, we're sitting in the bathroom now and have a chat with them. Most of my teachers, eh?
We didn't collect many of the debts.
No idea how bad it was.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine. You know what kept people from going nuts with having a sense of humour? Which we always had at our place. We would see the funny side of it. It was tragic with times, mind you. It was funny.
Yeah.